This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings and welcome to The Layers Lair. I'm Spencer.
I'm Katie.
And we're recapping Pastry Week.
Pastry Week.
On the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I've said this all season. I love all the bakers, but I feel like this is my top five. And so to see them here at this point was fun, but it was also a really challenging week. Like, they all really struggled with it. So I feel like you can't blame them for the challenges that were set for them in terms of, like, the, quote, disappointment that Paul and Prue felt.
Are we sure?
Oh, okay. Let's get into it.
Are we sure we can't blame five?
I like that we started and your voice is already up an octave. This is excellent. Carry on.
Are we sure we can't blame a bunch of bakers for not knowing how to make pastry?
Oof. But would we call all of that pastry?
Well. Okay.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts this week, and not a ton of them relate to the actual baking. So let's try and hit our
regular categories.
Yeah. Okay. Did we have any vocab, slang, etc. this week?
Well, one of them, I was just researching YouTube videos at the start of this recording.
Mangy toot?
Mangy toot.
Or whatever the hell Sandro said.
I mean, do you know what that meant? Do you know what that refers to?
No clue. No.
Okay. So it's along the lines of aubergine and courgette, of like just French words for produce.
Okay.
So like... Actually,
those threw me off too. The whatever the two you just said were
fair. We'll go through them. That's okay. Courgette didn't show up in this episode, but that means zucchini.
It was mentioned though, wasn't it?
No, aubergine was.
Abdul said two, I'm assuming, vegetables that I didn't know.
He said chana dal.
No. That's not what I meant. he was talking about two different.
Oh, I missed
vegetables.
That.
Vegetables.
I think there was aubergine and potato.
No.
I'm sorry.
One was whatever the Brits call eggplant.
Yep.
Aubergine.
Aubergine.
And then there was a second one that I thought was, what was the zucchini thing you said?
Courgette?
I thought it was that, but maybe not.
I don't think any zucchinis showed up on scene this week.
Well, okay. He said something else. I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, mange tout.
Yeah. What is that?
It's like the peas I grow in my garden, like pea pod edible peas. That's all that means.
They didn't use any peas, though. It was like
they chopped green onion looking thing. No, they chopped up peas in their little thing, I think.
What?
I think.
When Sandra was talking about mangy toots, he was chopping something that looked like a green onion.
Oh, well, okay.
He may have been mistaken about what it was, I guess.
But I'm sure it said that in their instructions too. Maybe I just missed something. Okay. The other thing that was like a slight vocab thing for me, which I didn't have to like look up because I got it, but I did like how
it's
Matt.
Very impressive.
Oh, thanks. I've been watching Great British Bake Off for many collections now. I did like how Matt referred to. When Sandra was like buttering Paul up as like trying to get him on side. It's just like not on your side, but just on side.
Oh,
that's
got
all.
It. That was the got it. Got
that's
got it.
It. That's all it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Any vocab for you?
No. I'm, oh, Jesus. I just ran my face into my microphone. Not outside of the the produce stuff that we just talked about.
I think the produce aisle.
I mean, I was able to like more or less infer what was happening there, but I couldn't have told you specifically what they were referring to.
Okay. All right. I mean, I guess this is sort of vocab, but like vol-au-vent, do you know what that means?
No, but again, I sort of was able to guess.
It means it's French for wind blown that describes the lightness of the pastry.
Which none of them accomplished, it turns out.
One did. Should be right.
Yeah, okay.
And actually, you knew she did pretty well on that too. Okay, but before we jump into the signature, can we talk fashion this week?
There were some notable fashion choices, yes.
There were some choices. Okay, like what did you notice, Spencer?
Well, our guy Sandro was wearing leather pants.
I think you mean leather trousers. Go on.
Sure.
Which is an even funnier thing to me because when I think trousers, I think of them being like loose. So like, I think of that being like a loose leather pantalone. But
well, I mean,
they were not loose.
Oh, I was going to say they weren't particularly tight.
Yeah. I mean,
he was really, for the first time this week, Sandro started bugging me.
Okay.
He's trying really hard the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
To be like cool guy.
Yeah.
Which if you're going to be cool guy, you can't also be trying really hard to be cool guy. You either have to be cool guy who doesn't have to try real hard, or you got to be guy who tries hard. You can't have both.
Boy, you can't be guy who tries real hard to get a handshake and then it's like, I don't even want it.
Yeah, no, that's not a fun guy. That's a weird guy.
I also liked that his t-shirt, like, honestly looked like something that I would have bought as a 14-year-old from the Alloy catalog.
I don't know what that is, but I'm assuming it's not great in this context.
It's like tween girls in the early 2000s would have worn tees that tight.
That the shirt pant combo and then like aggressively sweating through his skin tight t-shirt every week.
Quite a bit. I wish he wouldn't have pointed that out to me, but like it's
how
kinda,
sweaty he
yeah,
is.
He's so sweaty.
He just between like his little Salt Bae cha-cha slide thing last week and like putting his leg up on the bench and then like whenever they interview him. He just seems kind of salty about, like, well, why isn't everyone acknowledging that I'm clearly the best?
Oh.
It's starting to grate on me a little bit as we go on.
Okay. What did you think of him feeding Noel a paprika cherry?
That was a good bit. That was a pretty good bit. And, like, Noel clearly knew that he was fucking with him, but, like, you got to go along with
it. You got to go with it, yeah.
I thought it was kind of a rough week for Noel, but that was a bright spot in an otherwise kind of dark week.
Why was it a rough week for Noel?
A lot of his bits just didn't really land.
Yeah.
Like when he was talking with Maxie about foraging in Sweden.
That was weird.
That
was
went
weird.
Nowhere. She didn't really seem to enjoy it.
Nope. She's like, stop touching my stuff.
Whenever he talks to Abdul, Abdul just seems to be waiting for him to go away. Abdul has never yes-anded Noel once during this whole season. He's just like, no, that's wrong. And then waits for him to leave.
True.
And for some reason... And for some reason, they leave that in every time?
Yeah.
Or maybe it happens, like, way more often, and they just leave it in every once in a while, I guess. But
yeah,
it's not
true.
Like, I thought Noel had a couple swings and misses this week, I guess.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Okay. Okay, speaking of Abdul and fashion, that poor man having to put on that day two shirt covered in grease.
Like, it's just like a purple t-shirt.
Like you bring can't, two, please.
Or like, you can't find that guy another shirt. You can't wash this man's shirt between day one and day two.
It was so bad. Like, you can just smell it, too. Like, you know what that smells like. It is not good.
Well, I have always thought that's weird that they make them wear the same thing both days.
Yeah.
It seems like you could work around that continuity-wise, because it's two totally separate challenges. Like, you're not cutting between... I'm assuming they're not cutting between the two.
I think the whole thing is, like, if they have to go back and reshoot a scene from the first day on the second day, that's why they do it. Like, if they have to reshoot an interview or something.
Okay, but then if the man deep fries things and gets oil over his shirt, get him a new shirt or dry clean his shit. Like,
it's so bad.
That sucks.
Yeah. Also, though, I mean, Abdul's got to wear clothes that fit his bod a little better. This is still like some...
I don't know why. Abdul should wear whatever the fuck he wants. And
he just started so strong.
I don't think he's dressing for you.
No,
so maybe calm down a little bit.
Okay, fine. Fine. And also, We have talked about fashion on this show.
Sure. Usually not in the way of like, this personally pleases me, so he should he should keep doing it for my satisfaction.
You're right. Okay, that's you're right. Too far. Too far. Okay, anything else on the broader level?
No, I think we just actually hit all of my things.
All right.
Shall we get into the bakes?
Let's get into the bakes, please. On to the signature.
Yeah. We are making some mostly unsuccessful pastries.
Yes. So tell me, like, what do you know about how to make rough puff pastry from watching, you know, a dozen seasons of this show?
Shit's got to be cold.
Shit's got to be cold.
And you got to fold it as much as you can possibly fold it.
Book fold or single fold?
Well, book is better because you get three folds per one fold. More folds are better. That's
yeah,
all I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Butter, cold, folds, yes.
Butter, cold, folds, yes.
Butter, cold, maximum fold.
Okay.
I think that's what I've learned across, whatever, 4 years of watching Bake Off.
So when did you first know that Maxie was going home this week?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when Twitter ruined it for me on Tuesday.
Ooh.
But then... Yeah, they really were highlighting all of her fuck-ups the whole way through this
week. Yeah, yeah.
Like, from using room temperature butter and then cooling it later, to saying that she only did three folds, and then cutting to Prue looking confused.
And she's using strong flour?
I still don't know what that means.
It's like a high protein content.
Okay.
But, like...
I'm assuming anything that could be, like, construed as healthy doesn't belong in pastry.
Well, I don't think it's a healthy thing so much as it is just, like, a different protein that reacts differently with butter. So you know it's not going to be the thing that Paul wants to see.
Sure. Traditionalist Paul Hollywood.
Exactly.
No, she... I mean, my first note is if they have that many questions about your pastry, you're mm-hmm. fucked for Maxie.
Throughout, okay, so twice in the signature and then once in the technical, you had three of those moments with Maxie where the judges are like,
you're doing what now? And are you sure?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Tough week right from the jump.
Really tough. Really tough. Also, like, straight out of the gate, Shabira rocking it hard.
Yeah. Yes. Overall, good. It wasn't fully positive comments.
It was two minutes from being perfect.
Yeah. Which, when you're cooking something for like 10, is a big difference.
That's like a B minus.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was the only one that got positive reviews. The other four were all like overwhelmingly negative. I just wrote down descriptors for each of them as they went through. Abdul, they called bad. And literally had no good, there was not
Could
a single.
Could we think of something nice to say?
Yeah, they couldn't come up with a single positive. They called Maxie's irregular, flat, dry, and raw.
And unappealing, also
dry,
unappealing.
Pulling off dry and raw is challenging.
Ugh.
For Yanoush, they said it was pale, raw, dry, and boring.
Boring, yep.
Sandro's was messy, burnt, and quote, bad pastry. Like, they had just brutal reviews for everyone except Shabira for this first challenge.
It was really bad. Really, really bad. I also just, like, I felt really badly for Abdul because he says things like, in the beginning, I prefer them not to have too much rise. And then he's, like, surprised when they say the rise should be at least four times what he has. He's like, that's crazy. So what did you think you were doing, my friend?
I do wonder what he thinks he's doing versus what the judges are expecting him to do sometimes.
Yeah.
He seems to have some unique ideas about what he's making.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
That's real.
This was one of them where he's like, I want it to be short. Where, like, clearly that is not
the thing they've
asked you to do.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not sure why you arrived at that conclusion.
Was it his or was it Sandro's where they said, like, this is just a sheet of flat puff pastry? It could have been either,
they
honestly.
Had a lot of negative things to say about everyone's, unless
sure
you were named Shabira.
Okay, so this is where I know I had this feeling about Sandro of, like, oh, bud, you're not as great as you think you are. When he was like, oh, if only I would have baked the pastry right, I would have gotten a handshake. It's like...
Yeah, dude.
Same
for me, and I'm not even in the competition. If I had baked a perfect pastry and presented it to Paul Hollywood, he might have shaken my hand. You did not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole thing was making pastry, which you did not do well.
Yeah, and it sucks. I mean, this oven wasn't on. That really sucks. It really sucks. But then, like...
okay, dude. Step one of being a baker, turn on your oven.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying, not like that blame can fall anywhere other than with Sandro for neglecting to turn on his oven.
Yeah, it's true.
You've been in this tent for like 8 weeks.
At this point, yeah.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm saying...
he started grating on you.
Yes.
Just like the cold butter.
Sandro's the new Kevin.
Oh. I liked Kevin.
He was fine.
Okay. Okay. Other highlights. I mean, you got to say it was a highlight when Yanush was cutting out his pastries.
Oh, the 12 bottoms and 24 tops.
12 bottoms and 24 tops. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude knows what he's doing.
He's memeing. Yeah.
He's memeing. And also, is now the right time to talk about his TikTok account?
Oh, I don't know about his TikTok account.
Oh my gosh. You don't?
What's Yanush doing on TikTok?
Doing hilarious things.
Okay, such as?
Well, his first one, I think his first one, maybe, I don't know, was, it's like somebody says, show your name and then take the first and last letter off it and show how cool you are. Think it through.
And his name is Anus?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just funny, that's all.
All right, any other TikToks you'd like to describe?
Well, when we get to spring rolls, there's a whole thing about spring roll gate this week.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
You always do this. You ask me the question about the visual medium, and then I describe it. And then you're like, it's really funny when you describe things.
Well, kind of is. Okay. And you brought up TikTok on a podcast. So
that's fair.
I'm going to ask you about it.
Okay. Size and exasperation. Stress.
What?
That's a Shabira quote. That's all.
Oh.
Size and exasperation in brackets.
I feel like if you don't watch Bake Off with the captions on, you miss about 40% of what we're
100%,
talking about.
100%. Yep. Okay. So one bright spot for Maxie in this challenge is that she did get helper points for helping Yanush not put out a gloppy creme pat.
I was going to ask you about that. We are giving helper points for taste testing?
Obvi.
Okay. Well, it was not obvi to me, so I just wanted to check. I didn't know if that, like, if you had to be, I guess, how active you had to be in your helping.
I mean, she was solicited to help, but she did. And then she actually gave, like, good advice.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we think.
Well, except they then
they
said that the whipped cream was boring.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Hmm.
Was it actually helpful?
Well, she went home, so it didn't help her more than it helped him.
Good point.
Okay. Anything else about the signature?
Nope. Technical time.
Okay. Just overall, I think, I really liked this challenge. I thought it was a good return to baking and a good return to pastries. I really, really enjoyed it. Aside from like Prue obviously flexing on Abdul that he hasn't gotten Star Baker.
Yeah, that was weird.
Didn't like that.
He somehow managed to maintain his neutrality even in the quarterfinal this week though.
It's true. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Should we get to the non-baking ass technical?
Yeah, we should.
What? What's happening?
Okay, where do you want to start on that?
Why do we not bake stuff anymore? Also, is that not an egg roll?
So an egg roll is different. Like, this didn't have egg in it.
Okay.
It didn't have egg in it at all.
Maybe my understanding of egg versus spring roll is... flawed.
So a spring roll, as I understand it, is like what they did. A summer roll is what we're used to ordering as spring rolls that are like the fresh rice paper. But like the rice paper that's deep fried is a spring roll traditionally.
But then what is this pastry thing?
Oof. I mean, I think what I've read mostly is people roasting this as like, this is not pastry. This is some.
Well, yes, of course.
Thing you made up. Like, this is not how people make this. This is not what you would expect to see in this. Yeah.
And also, if you don't have to turn your oven on, I would argue it's not a great baking challenge.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fryers and pans and stuff this season than
I kind of want to go back and look at all the technicals and see, like, across the seasons, how many of them were baking versus not, like, by that definition.
Yeah. How many of them involved ovens?
Yeah. I do feel like it's gotten a lot more prevalent in the recent seasons to just have the fryer or, like, stovetop or...
Especially for pastry. Like, is this... Does that even really... I mean, I guess it technically is, but...
Yeah.
That is not a... By any means, common application of pastry.
The other thing is that, like, it's such a rich category and there are so many other things they could have done instead.
Right.
So many missed opportunities. That's where it kind of bums me out, is that they didn't do something else here.
It just, I know we've talked about this, but it just feels like they're avoiding redoing challenges.
Yeah.
At the expense of actually having good challenges.
But like vol-au-vents happened before. Those have happened in the past.
And that's why I'm confused. It's like you haven't, it's not a blanket, we don't redo challenges policy. It's a just, we have a preference for not redoing them, even if what we replace it with is significantly worse and not actually baking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a bummer.
Just make... Like, make a shoe tower or make...
I know, you love the shoe tower. Whoa. I do, too.
It was just weird to see them not be able to make pastry in the first... Like, no, one person successfully made pastry out of the five of them in the first challenge.
Yeah.
And then the technical, they didn't have to make pastry. And then in the showstopper, like... three out of the five of them didn't make didn't good pastry good. Again.
Didn't do well. Yes. Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, what are we challenging them with?
Yeah, that's the thing I always come back to is like, okay, these people did not sign up for a cooking show. So then to be shocked that they're not great at some like stovetop cooking and deep frying is not surprising. Like, that's the outcome you will get from this.
And also, all of you should have known that you're going to need to make pastry. How are you this unprepared to make pastry?
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, ugh.
Out of 10 total opportunities to make pastry, they went like 3 for 10.
You are not wrong. Yeah.
It was a weird, like, no one really did well this week. It was just bizarre.
Well, Shabira did well. Shabira did really, really well.
Yeah. Well, did she though?
Yes.
Her technical was terrible.
Her technical was terrible, but by your definition, that wasn't actually pastry.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, she by far and away did the best, and one out of the three things she did was bad.
Yeah, that's true. Again, to my theory that the technical doesn't actually matter.
Of course. I'm just saying, overall, not a very strong week of actual baking performances.
No.
Like, as a group.
That's true. I agree. Yeah. Do we need to talk about the spring roll gate?
I mean, he for sure, we paused it to look at his fryer and there were definitely only 7 spring rolls in there. So wherever it went before it ever hit the fryer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Also, there's no way he didn't notice that before they pointed out during the judging.
Okay. So speaking of being memeable, my perhaps controversial opinion is that he knew everything he was doing and set up this whole like charade.
Ooh.
Once he realized he only had made 7, like by the time they were in the fryer, he knew. And then from that point on, he was like, oh, I'm going to play it off.
Okay. I could see that happening.
Yep.
That to me seems more likely than he somehow didn't know. Like, you fried them and then you plated them.
Yeah. Yeah.
7 is not that high of a number.
Where you can lose count.
Also, you have an odd number, like.
Yeah, and on the technical, everybody always, always double and triple checks to see how many they have.
Right,
always.
And he's more detail-oriented than most.
Anybody, yeah.
That surprised me that he would not have noticed that until, and also, this may be reading too much into it, but it seemed like sort of a forced reaction or like a little bit of an overacting
exactly.
reaction.
That's why I thought
when
this.
He was like, what?
What?
Where
could it have gone?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, 8? What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, he's done a bunch of stuff. He dropped another TikTok about this.
Do tell.
He dropped a quote, bakement statement.
He dropped a TikTok? Is that the part?
Dude, you know exactly how old I am, okay? This is not
and
nice.
And now everyone else does
this
too.
This is not nice. But like, he's very much leaning into this to make it a bit. And I think that's what you do at that point. But it seems to me very obvious that he like knew at some point earlier that he screwed up and was just making something fun out of it. So
I would agree with
good on him.
At least half of that statement.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on the technical before we move on?
I enjoyed, you know, in my ongoing affinity for Abdul, I liked that he called his spring rolls both dude and buddy at different points during his bake. Quote, yeah,
but
bake.
His shirt just wasn't tight enough. I couldn't listen to anything he was saying.
I know. It like got
it was
all
so
muffled
loose.
In that
it
big
was
shirt.
Like it kept getting caught in his mouth.
I know.
There was
so
much
gross.
Of it.
There was
I couldn't
so much
understand
oil.
Him.
And yeah. yeah, I think that's all I had.
All right. Showstopper. My first note is that I really wish Prue would have let Shabira finish that coconut story wherever that was
I
going.
I know! She cut her off! What the heck, Prue?
She was about to talk about climbing coconut
trees. Maybe?
Well, who knows?
But what was she climbing up to?
She was climbing coconut trees and Prue rudely interrupted her and we never got the end of that story.
Very true. Unfortunate, Prue Leith.
My other thought was that Sandro really got into ice cream cones in the last couple weeks.
I know.
Although, okay, so they really called attention to him rolling up the waffle cone thing.
Yeah.
And then when he served the ice cream, it was just in a glass bowl. What happened to that ice cream cone?
I don't know. I thought it was like it was the thing where it's like supposed to look like that food, but it's not that food. So it was pie crust, not an actual ice cream cone.
But the ice cream was just served in a bowl. So whatever it was made out of, it disappeared.
Did Yanush eat it?
Wherever his egg roll is, I think you'll find an ice cream cone is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this challenge just overall, I thought it was, I don't know. I mean, I wanted every one of them to be better than they were.
That was pretty consistent across the challenges for me this week.
Yeah.
There were, I mean, Abdul probably had the, no, Shabira probably had the best one.
Definitely had
she
the best one.
She and Abdul
one.
Were really the only, like, generally positive reviews.
Yeah.
And even Abdul's, they started out by calling it rough and ready, which
rough
is
and
never,
ready.
Never what you want to hear.
But they called it rough and ready, but they also showed it in the, like, intro, in the trailer bit, where they talk about the showstopper, they showed his.
All of their other notes were positive, but that was what they led with.
Except for Prue's, surprisingly how simple that is. It's very good, surprisingly.
Oh, I thought she was saying it was surprisingly simple.
I thought she was surprised that it was good, despite how simple it looked or something.
You know what? Prue and Paul are both kind of dicks, so.
Yep, that's fair. They're a little posh.
That'll happen sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Paul starts half of his sentences with actually.
Actually, mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking of, you were saying earlier how the judging was just like completely negative. Everything they said to Shabira was super positive. They yes. called it bulletproof. They said it was unctuous and they had to like find the word together.
A real treat.
A real treat. Delicious. Like just rolling praise for her.
If you serve them curry, yes. they will think you're a genius.
Well, and this wasn't exactly curry.
Didn't she put...
Hers was chicken rendang, which I don't think is like technically a curry.
Was it Abdul that...
Abdul had
somebody
curry.
Somebody made curry.
So did... I think Sandra's also was curry.
Except his was tough as old boots.
Tough as old boots. Textures are bad.
Got his ass. Tough
he
as old boots.
He lost his way. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of Maxi making these moments where they're like, ooh, are you sure you want to do that?
The phyllo.
You knew as soon as she did the phyllo globe, it was going to go poorly.
Yeah.
And then she just like tossed a whole bunch of like wet spinach in there.
They just kept cutting to her being confused yep. all episode.
Yep. The pull quote from her during that was, I've forgotten quite a few important things.
Oh, boy.
Oh, poor Maxi.
Well, can't hang. It was a weird week, though, of like... She was struggling, but no one else was really like she set herself apart even in a overall rough week.
Yeah. Yeah. She really did. I feel like if she had done 10% better, it would have been really challenging for her or Sandro to go home.
Sandro got bailed out
he
for sure.
Super
he
did.
Had a bad week.
Yeah. 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 Okay. What did you think of this challenge overall, the showstopper?
I thought it was pretty good. Like the theme was a little silly, but at least you had to make pastry and there was a theme.
Yep.
It was fine.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Sort of like a middle of the road showstopper challenge, which for this season, like, I'll take it. There have been some
really weird ones.
Bottom of the road?
Middle of the road, side of the road, roadside?
Some shoulder.
Shoulder.
some off-road, off-road challenges.
Ooh. I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't like how road-centric all of these are.
Buses go on roads.
Yeah, but still, like, we don't need to have that, like, vehicular centering in our speech.
There's been some bus lane challenges.
What, bustling?
Sure. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, anything else about that showstopper?
Nope. My notes were that Sandra loves ice cream and the judges love curry.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear the coconut tree story.
Yeah. Poor us. Didn't get to hear that.
I think overall, this is really between Shabira and Yanoush at this point.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Their techniques are just the most consistent, and they seem like the most well-rounded bakers of the bunch.
Yep. I feel like if Shabira can nail her flavors, she will come out ahead on that.
Yeah,
but sometimes she misses. He doesn't usually make like the very interesting flavor combinations that she does.
The floor for the two of them is just so much higher than
it really is. Yeah.
Sandro and Abdul are both capable of presenting like inedible things, and Shabira and Yanoush just never will.
I think you're right. Yeah. Ooh, you're totally right.
Which, you know, in a one-off competition doesn't necessarily mean that those two will win, but I think they have clearly set themselves apart from everyone else at this point.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I continue to think that they just don't think about Abdul when it came to the like judging at the end.
Fascinating.
Absolutely fascinating. Like just so middle of the road.
So they listed two people that were in danger of going home this week.
Yep.
They did not list two people that were in danger of being star baker. But I think if they had, it for sure would have been Shabira. And then I think it would have probably been Yanoush above Abdul, right?
Well, so it's interesting. At the end, when they said, like, when Noel was presenting Star Baker, and they do the thing where they, like, put the camera to the people who are in contention, they put it between all three. It was Shabira, Abdul, and Yanoush.
Okay.
And that was who they had talked about for their showstopper, did a good job.
Right. But they didn't specifically do the, like, who's
gonna
in
line
be Star
for
Baker
Star
thing.
Baker. Yeah, exactly.
I think even this week, he probably would have been the middle person out of five.
Yeah. I think it was tough between Abdul and Yanoush this week. Like,
sure.
They were a little bit more neck and neck than they have been in the past.
But regardless, Abdul continued his streak of never having been mentioned in contention for Star Baker or in danger of going home.
So non-noteworthy.
8 weeks into this competition. Yeah, incredible.
Sure. It is incredible. Yeah.
He has just like coasted his way to the semifinal by never being that bad.
Never being that good. Very true.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Yay.
And making a lot of great sound effects along the way.
Oh, so, and just like, he's a joy. I think he's a joy in the tent. I very much enjoy him.
His t-shirt sucks so bad though.
Well, it's not. Okay. I'm not going to engage on this.
Can't see enough of his arms.
Not engaging.
How's the league doing? How was the competition this week?
League is doing great this week. First off, before you go into the league, I do just want to point out that I made something with pastry during pastry week.
You did.
What did you think of it?
We just ate it. It was, it's an apple. What is that technically? A tart?
It was like a tart, an apple tart. It was like a galette tart thing.
Pie
crust
loosely formed around apples.
Yeah. With a bunch of spices and butter and stuff.
It was delicious.
Thank you.
I thought your apples were a bit firm.
Okay.
But the pastry was done perfectly, so I don't know.
Yeah, there was no soggy bottom there.
No. And I think if you let it go much longer, it probably would have been overbaked.
Okay.
So I don't know how one would remedy that.
Yeah, I thought about slicing the apples more thinly. Maybe I'll do that next time. Okay. Thank you for the tip. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the feedback. Okay.
But it was delicious. Flavors were great.
I didn't see you poke it at all at dinner, so I didn't know if you were actually evaluating it.
Well, see, that's a weird thing to do, so okay. I typically don't.
Okay, fair enough.
Take my fork and just, like, mash at it for a while, and then...
Thank you for not doing that, actually. I appreciate it.
Awkwardly take one bite where I like miss my mouth a couple times.
Yeah. Okay. On to the league. Okay. Yeah. So let's see here. This week's winning combination would have been Shabira with 10 points, Sandra with 5 points, and either Yanush or Abdul with 0 points. It was a very low scoring week because we've taken out a lot of the other categories. And so it's really about like who wins.
It gets pretty tough when it's down to the last five or so.
Yeah. And in terms of like who was most and least picked this week, I mean, I think it's very, very clear that there are four bakers here that people are rallying behind and one that was at the bottom. However,
Abdul was at the bottom,
oh, okay. Who didn't go home this week. And Maxie instead. What?
Take that, Abdul haters.
Yeah, that's right. Are there Abdul haters?
Apparently no one's voting for him.
Yeah, well, that's okay. So in terms of that winning combo, Shabira, Sandro, and Yanush or Abdul, we had one contestant who had that exact combination, Liz M, but she didn't correctly guess that this would be a shoeless week for the bonus question. So yeah, she didn't come in this week. I did like your question.
I don't like it, but I'm glad that you like it.
Okay.
I feel like I let y'all down with the bonus question this week.
I mean, you could look at it that way, but also like half of the people got 5 more points.
I did want some points to be awarded. And I guess we definitely accomplished that.
We got that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, half of the people got that bonus question right.
Good job.
And then at the top, there was a three-way tie for first this week. With 30 points, we had Jonas B, Sarah A, and Alyssa D. So congratulations to those three. And then in fourth place, we had Liz M with that winning combination, but no bonus. And then...
Who's in last? Who's in last?
I was going to read two more people who are at the top
because
there's a lot of nice clustering up there. So Atilia W and Jennifer C were tied technically for sixth place, but with the third highest score.
Sure.
Down at the bottom, with negative 12 points, we have Nick B. And with negative 14 points at the very bottom, we have Michelle D.
Dang, Michelle, you suck at this.
Oh, I think that's not really nice. That's rude.
Good try, Michelle.
Yeah.
Better luck next week,
I probably would have picked Maxie.
It is more fun this year when we're not participating.
It is kind of fun.
And just judge people's successes and failures instead.
I was often
down at the bottom last year.
You definitely were. Yeah, I can remind you of that and say, boo, you suck.
Get him.
Okay. So we did have a lot of people who had picked Maxie who are out of the season champion pool this week. So Demry, Michelle D, Delia, Ken, Caitlin S, Faye W, Brian M, Kelly G, and Adrian G are all out.
We had a lot of Maxie supporters. A
lot of Maxie fans. So now there are only 11 people still in the running with our top four bakers heading into the semifinal.
I know I'm not officially participating in that, but my guy is still alive.
Who's your guy?
I picked Yanush at the beginning.
You did pick Yanush. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, like, I don't know if I actually did, but in my heart, it's Shabira always. So yeah.
I think I would give her the best odds right now of winning the whole
thing.
Who
do you want to win it, though?
Abdul, but I think he has the worst odds of the four.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I like him the best at this point.
Oh.
But I also think he's like not, he is the fourth place baker of the four that are
okay,
left.
That's fair.
I don't think he's likely to win, but he's my favorite personality wise.
Okay. Well, I hope to see some fun next week.
And
Patisserie week.
I'm strongly anti-Sandro now as of this week.
Yeah, he really turned for you. That's okay.
Sorry, patisserie?
Patisserie week.
Remind me what that means.
So that is like fancy French pastries where, I mean, they always describe it as you could go up to the window of a shop in Paris and see this there and buy it.
Let's run the shoe bun question back.
But shoe buns are a little, I mean, they could be refined and elevated in this context.
Are they too cash?
They do look a little cash. Sometimes we'll see the very mini shoe buns atop like a fancy layered thing. But yeah, I don't know. We might see it. Who knows? What I do know is that the semifinal has been patisserie week for all but three seasons of GBBO.
Oh.
It's like the first season, then a couple of the early ones had something else for the semifinal. Everything else since 2015 onward has had patisserie week as the semifinal.
All right.
High stress.
Make or break.
And as we heard at the beginning, there's no room for a bad bake now.
I mean, except there was this week, so who knows?
There was this week. Yeah.
All All right.
All right. We'll see you next week.
See you on Patisserie Week.